What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life.
What's up? It's Rich again. So I just finished making my blueberry oatmeal breakfast with bananas and honey and everything. But I was thinking about some of the things that I've been doing lately and incorporating in habits and routines into my life, and wanted to share it with you guys because it's helped me a lot, especially, you know, getting back into shape and running and health and fitness, that type of stuff. And what had happened was unfortunately, I had lost touch with my health and wellness, generally speaking. And the reason is I was really stressed out and working a lot and just like constantly busy all the time and like pushing myself too much. And there were a couple of things that I noticed, you know, like looking in the mirror, I wasn't happy with what I saw in the mirror and, you know, with my body and everything. So I decided to start eating healthier, but it's not that easy, right? I mean, it's not that easy to just like, oh yeah, let's start eating healthy. Let's start changing my life. It's pretty difficult because if you're like me, where you need routines and, you know, systems in place, that's the type of thing that I need personally, because if I don't, then I just like do it for a week and then I just like stop. So one of the things that I wanted to share was I was watching, there's this thing that Tom Bilyeu, the co-founder, and owner or former owner, I guess, of Quest Nutrition Bars, does is this, I think he does this like, it's like almost like an interview session with entrepreneurs and, you know, folks that like, you know, he wants to learn from, which I find really cool. And, it was the first session that I had watched, and it had Rob Dyrdek on it. And, so Rob Dyrdek is actually an inspiration for me. I've been looking to try to like read a book of his for the longest time. And I don't think he's published any books. And I think I like messaged him a couple of times on, you know, direct message on like Instagram and like Facebook and like all these platforms. But he's never gotten back. Obviously, he's a busy guy. You know, and I've always like, you know, growing up, I watched like Robin Big and what was the other one? Fantasy Factory was awesome. And actually growing up, I used to skateboard as a kid. And, so I always like kind of looked up to him as a, you know, as like a mentor or role model, you know, but unfortunately he's never really published like, you know, information about like how to grow, like how he, you know, made his success with DC Shoes and Alien Workshop skateboards and like, you know, growing to a production company and having this, you know, this thing that he calls the Dyrdek machine now, which is, I think it's a way to build brands for, you know, B2B for businesses, which I find very interesting. So, let me take a sip of water here. I'm thirsty. So anyway, Tom Bilyeu on this show had Rob Dyrdek on. So I was like, duh, I need to watch this interview. The interesting part about it was most people, you know, when it comes to like MTV, you know, you basically see Rob Dyrdek on MTV all the time on every show. Most of the time you see him on there kind of being like silly and like, you know, crazy and like, you know, getting attacked by tigers and like, go, you know, swimming with sharks and like stuff like that. So I was expecting him to be like really, really high energy and like insane and like talking to Tom like a crazy man. But what I found was in the interview, it was very, very interesting because I think his like business side and like more serious side came out, which I admired a lot because just seeing him, you know, just seeing him like, you know, more centered and grounded and more business focused, and talking about business, I found very inspirational. And, I wanted to share that with you guys today because I found it really cool to see that side of, Rob Dyrdek. And one of the things, and the whole reason why I'm bringing this up is one of the things that helped me, and that I started incorporating was he started talking about how, I think, let me see if I butcher the quote, but he said, if you systematize your life, then success will come, or something along those lines. And what he was talking about was, if you don't create systems and routines for your life, then it'll be difficult for you to like actually build those routine or build those habits, because the habits come from those systems that you put in place. But you have to have the data in order to make decisions. So to get the data, you have to create the systems and you have to be consistent with how you're tracking that data. And so, you know, I've been doing things like tracking food on MyFitnessPal and, you know, setting up calendar, you know, meeting reminders for myself so that I know, okay, go for a run, go for, you know, go to the gym, go rowing, go to, you know, do the workout of your day, you know, write it out the night beforehand so that you're motivated the next day. The other thing, speaking of motivation, the other thing Rob mentioned and I started doing was every single morning I write down from 1 to 10 my motivation level. So if I'm at a 2 or a 10, I haven't actually been at 10. The highest I've been every morning for the past, so I've been doing this for like how many weeks, like 2 or 3 weeks, maybe like 2.5 weeks. And I've been writing a 10. I've never written a 10 actually. So I've been writing mostly sixes, a couple of fours here and there. I haven't really gone below a 4. But what's interesting is that you're starting to gather data, right? And it's just writing it down on paper, just writing it down with pen and paper. But it helps you kind of look back, right? It helps you look back to move forward, right? So by having that data, you look back, but it helps you move forward because it's facilitating change. So not only am I just writing the number down, but I'm also saying, okay, well, I'm a 4 today, but why am I a 4 today? What did I do yesterday? Did I eat out too much? Did I eat too many calories? Did I not work out? Did I not have any social interaction? Did I watch too much TV? Did I watch too much Netflix? Was I just like a couch potato and laying there and like not and mindlessly, you know, doing nothing? Did I not tap into, you know, my flow activities like, you know, running or, you know, hiking or just getting out in nature or, you know, doing meditation? Did I miss my, you know, meditation in the morning? Did I not do any creative activities like writing or, you know, creating, you know, Instagram posts or Facebook posts or social media or things like that? So just by telling myself like what I, you know, what that motivation number is, it helps push me and helps drive the change to allow me to focus on what it really is that I need to do, which is, you know, eating healthier or having more social interaction or hanging out with friends or doing, you know, more workout activities or watching less TV, you know, things like that. So I highly recommend checking it out. I'll probably link it in here, that interview. It was really cool and really inspirational. So I just wanted to like kind of like share that a little bit with you guys because it, you know, hopefully it, you know, it tapped into your, you know, your mindset and your brain a little bit. And hopefully it does tap into your mindset and brain a little bit. So systematize your life, make sure you do, you know, a motivation check every morning, see how you're feeling, see what you're, you know, see how things are going with your health, with your wealth, you know, especially with your health, your wealth, your overall life as well, he mentions. So, cause if you don't have your health and you have wealth, then like, what's the point? And if you have your wealth, or, and if you have your health and no wealth, then that kind of sucks because you're really healthy, but like you don't have much wealth, you know, you don't have money to do things with. So that's great. But, I would rather have, you know, like a fully balanced life where I have, you know, stellar health, you know, building wealth with businesses and career wise. And then also just overall, you know, general spirituality and, you know, overall wellness. So, anyway, that's my spiel, and hopefully you find that talk as inspirational as I did. Later.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, and I answer all my direct messages on Instagram at YoRichieRich and at Beach Property Guy. Take care.